Caring at City Hall.
My name is Jesus Gonzalez.
I'm Jose Lopez.
There's going to be two batches of young.
We just finished a meeting with some of our members of the Youth Power Project.
Yo, Kevin, your mother's up front.
It's basically a bunch of young people working on a particular issue in their community that they want to improve.
There's some legislation that we're trying to get passed.
And we're about to make some calls because we got a huge action tomorrow.
Can everybody else be here by 3 o'clock?
When I was down with Radio Rookies, I did a story that was titled Nothing to Do in Bushwick.
Hello, I'm Jose Lopez. I live in Bushwick, Brooklyn, and I'm really angry that there aren't enough things for youth to do out here.
I remember the piece of the story where we walked to the empty lot on the corner.
All right, y'all see this big empty lot right here?
Yes.
You think they could build something here? What do you think about this big empty lot?
A baseball field.
What else?
We could build a park.
A house.
Monkey bars, whatever.
So now it's a gated park that the residents of Grove Street have keys to.
Water for the summer.
Some of those same young people led some of the work that happened to convert that empty lot into a park. They were the ones out there on the front lines screaming and chanting and rallying and making signs and even testifying at hearings. City agreed, we won, and made it what it looks like today.
So where we are now is this is 43 minutes?
Immediately after high school, I got accepted to Hofstra University in Hempstead, Long Island. So every day I would be like at school, going through all my classes, and then setting up every single schedule so that I can be here from at least 2 to 7 or 2 to 8 to continue to work with young people to help build the project.
Hey, look at this. This right here, look at this sheet right here. This is just the Youth Power Project.
I've made a conscious decision to remain in my community. And it gets a little tricky, right? Because some people are like, what, you never want to move out of Bushwick? I remember all the criticism that I had of people who went to college and left or, quote unquote, sold out. And I'm very careful not to fit that description.
All of y'all got your professional emails down?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I think for me, and also Jesus, we came to this organization when the Youth Power Project was just us. There was about 7 or 8 of us, and that's all it was. We were given a space by the directors of this organization who were like, yo, you are 8 young people who can make something happen with this project. Use your creativity, figure out what it is that you want to work on in the community and make something happen. And I think that's why all throughout high school, while folks were like hanging out at the mall, playing basketball and like in college, partying on campus, I wanted to be back here to continue what I helped start. And I wanted to give that same space and opportunity that I had to other young people in Bushwick. And I think it was the same for Jesus.